The necessity to know thyself.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. One of the most common things that I see over and over again with clients and friends and people that are in a conundrum is most people just don't know themselves well enough. And let me get a little more specific as we get going here, because I've found that people lose track because they don't really know what they want, and they don't really know where they're going, and they don't really know the end result that they want to get from doing that. You can't always know the end result. You can't always know exactly what you want or where you're supposed to be, but you might have a clue, and you might know, if you have a clue of where you're going, start moving there. Start going there. Go in that direction and see if it fits or not. See if it feels right. You got to get moving and trying things out. You got to get out and taste life a bit. And oftentimes in business, we think that we can't be adventurous. I'm telling you, you have to be. You have to push the envelope. You have to take things to the next level to see if it's really the direction you want to go. And you may want to make just little corrections along the way, but eventually you're going to start going in a direction where every next step as you're moving forward, it seems more and more correct. It seems more and more right. There gets to be a sense on the inside that this is going the right way, that I'm going the right direction. This is where I'm supposed to be. And it's on the inside that you feel it, you know. It's deep down, there's something you can't deny. And if you're not there yet, you gotta keep digging. And you gotta keep trying different places as much as possible. And it doesn't mean it's not gonna be uncomfortable. The best places I've ever been are the most uncomfortable places. And when I get over each next discomfort, it seems like I'm going better and better and better, and I'm getting to a better place. So it's really easy to get caught up with a goal. Don't get caught up with the goal, but doesn't mean you shouldn't have one. Start with one. Start moving in a particular direction with your life, with your business, with everything else, and get to know where you're going. I was having a conversation with a friend earlier today, kind of a friend slash client, and he was going in one direction and then all of a sudden completely pivoted and started going in a different direction. That's cool. Keep going. Keep going till you figure out some sense of direction. It's not like it's always going to be that way. It's not like you're always going to go in that one direction. But from what I've seen, most people have like a meaning to their life. And when you start finding what you're really after, it just clicks. You got to keep looking for that. Don't stop. Don't get stuck moving in a direction just because you've always gone in that direction. Switch it up. Try some things on the side. Try some different avenues. Find what makes your heart sing, and you're going to be in the right place. And it's going to also be tied in with something difficult. I've almost always found that to be true. There's going to be some discomfort associated. There's going to be a growing process. If you're going the right way and doing what you need to do, it's going to be, there's going to be some pleasure to the end game, but there, in the short run, it's going to be tough. There's going to be some pain associated. So hopefully that makes sense to you. This is much more of a large-based principle, but it really comes down to knowing you and paying real close attention to the signals on the inside, telling you, you know, I always relate it back to a traffic light. You know, you either get a red light, a yellow light, or a green light. and you either go, okay, that's definitely not where I need to go. That I'm gonna keep going this way cautiously, and then you get a green light. Every once in a while, you'll get a green light where it's just like, put the pedal to the metal, move forward. You can't lose moving in this direction. They always change, and it doesn't mean you're gonna be going straight down the street. You're gonna have to make some turns here and there, but the only way is forward. So if that's something you needed today, you got it. If you're looking for something beyond the principle and want to get into some deeper strategies that you can use in your business or your cause or your nonprofit or your organization, go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. It's not just about business. It's not just about defeating Amazon as a competitor. It's about defeating all forms of competition in your mind and really developing long-term strategies to achieve what you're wanting out of life. Hopefully that makes sense. We'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.